But we do want to end that segment on a positive note. So we bring you a profile of a great visual artist who uses her skills to fight the good fight. Rise Up Radio's Cats Aaron spoke with Fly.
We are joined by Fly, a longtime squatter, Lower East Side resident, comic artist, and painter. And Fly has just finished a new book called Peeps. Welcome, Fly.
Thank you.
So what is Peeps?
Well, Peeps is a book. It's a collection of portraits and stories about people. And it's about 196 different portraits of people. They are all people that I have met in my various travels around the Lower East Side and around the world. And I've drawn portraits of them and written their stories surrounding the portrait. And the stories are sort of like the conversations that we're having, or a story that they choose to tell me, or anything. And they're all these just incredible stories.
And how did this project come about?
Well, it sort of started a while ago. It started basically in about 1995, when I was touring in Europe with God as my co-pilot, and I would be in different places almost every day, and I always had my sketchbook with me, so I was always sketching people, and I found that people were telling these incredible stories, and they would speak in this very poetic English, because usually English was not their first language. So I started writing down all these stories. And so soon I had this collection of portraits of people with stories around them. And that's sort of where the idea came from. But in the Peeps book that's out now, I don't have any of those of the older portraits. They were more sketchy and sort of like really messy drawings. So the ones in the book are all pretty calculated, I should say. I sort of got to the point where I was making appointments with people to peep them. And basically, like, my whole idea behind doing this book is to document this incredible history that is overlooked to a great extent in mainstream press. These amazing people who are doing just incredible things, like yourself, like many of the people who are on your show. A lot of what people are doing is not noticed and sort of goes below the radar. And so I find that it's really important to document this kind of thing.
Could you give an example, or, you know, what kind of people are in the book? Is it people doing one specific kind of thing, or is there some examples that you could give of what the people who are profiled in the book are doing or working on?
It's not really any one kind of person. There's so many different kinds of people in this book. Like, for example, my mom is in the book, and she's right next to another friend of mine who is a street medic and herbologist. And then, you know, the next page is a friend of mine who had this massive brain tumor removed from her skull, and that's the story she talks about. And next to her is her two sons. And then, you know, there's the fabulous Merry Christmas, who's the amazing radical cheerleader and just amazing all-around girl. And there's people from my building. There's Mac McGill, who's an incredible graphic artist, cartoonist, just amazing. There's friends of mine in a band from England. There's just incredible people. A friend of mine with her little daughter telling her about her baby's birth story. And there's Isabel, who's another activist. She talks about being in Philadelphia and getting arrested and doing jail solidarity and staying in jail for 10 days. And Lenny Breedlove from Tribe 8. There's Arwen who works on Maximum Rock and Roll magazine. There's just amazing amount of people in this book. Of course, I could go on and on page by page, but I won't do that.
And one of the things I just have to say that I really love about the book is how many different kinds of people there are. It's not people of one particular age or from one particular scene. It's just all these different people. And it's like getting a little window into someone's life. It's really kind of a voyeuristic experience reading the book, because you get to pretend that you know all these amazing people, and it's like finding out a little snippet of all these interesting lives that most people don't have any chance to get exposed to. So you actually recorded some people reading their own peep stories, right?
Yeah, actually, I recorded some here in New York City on a little mini disc recorder, kind of like yours. And the Killer Banshee Studios, the Killer Banshees out in California, Oakland, California, also recorded some folks at their studios. And they put the whole CD together for me. They did the soundtrack, they did the packaging, they did everything. It's really amazing. And they also came on tour with me on the West Coast and did this really incredible audio visual show.
And so we're going to hear now two of the people who are featured in the book in their own words. Can you talk about the first person, Penny Arcade?
Penny Arcade is incredible. If you haven't heard of her, you must be living under a rock, because she is an amazing performance artist. And she does shows regularly around New York City. And if you've never seen her perform, please go to one of her shows. She will knock your socks off.
And do you want to introduce this peep story, or is it self-explanatory?
The Penny Arcade one? I think she'd speak for herself.
I'm really tired today. I went to bed late, got up early to go to the demo at Charis. Now that it's been determined that America is no longer a democracy, and we know that because of what happened in the last election, and we know that because 6 months ago we were friends with the Taliban, and now we're enemies with the Taliban, and it just seems like the government has stopped even trying to fool the people, because people are so much more apathetic, you don't even have to try that hard to fool them. And it was kind of like a show when I realized that nobody in the community really thinks we can keep that building at Charis. So naturally, since I have a show to write and a performance to create for this week and like 800,000 other things I'm supposed to be doing, just makes you wonder. After you go and you spend all that time hanging out there at the demo, and you realize that 20 years ago...
And then there's a second story that's Jillian, who's a resident of one of the squats in the Lower East Side. Do you want to say anything about Jillian's story or the process of peepsing her? I love that peeps is a verb now, by the way.
Yeah. Jillian was great to peep. She was really good. She was very still, and she was really easy about talking. She was very easy to get to talk about stuff, and I really love her the simplicity of, you know, how she breaks things down. And one thing I have to say about Jillian also is that she is an amazing visual artist herself and an incredible storyteller. She's already written a couple books, I believe, and I think she's about 10 or 11 now.
And so Pete,
I think the idea of squatting is cool because you make a lot of friends easily. People in squat buildings can be nice, and only a few of them are not nice. People in squat buildings are able to just get on with their lives when something goes wrong, and they are able to work together because they have a lot of meetings about how to get along with each other right now. I'm in fifth grade, which is good. It feels like they're treating you like you're more older and stuff. What I want to do when I grow up is be an actress.
And so Peeps is out on what press?
Peeps is out on Soft Skull Press, and Soft Skull has a bookstore in Brooklyn, and I'm just sort of trying to remember frantically where it is right now, and I can't, but you can look on the internet. You can go to www.softskull.com and you can find out where they are. The name of their bookstore is Shortwave, and that's out in Brooklyn, and it's in the Borough Hill or Boren Hill area. I'm sorry, I don't know Brooklyn too well. But you can also get the book. I know for sure that it is at St. Mark's Books, and it's also at Blue Stockings Books, which is a really great bookstore at 172 Allen Street. And it's also at Mayday Books, which is inside the Theater for the New City. And I believe that is at 155 First Avenue.
Thanks for joining us on Rise Up Radio, Fly.
Anytime.
Fly is the author of Peeps, Portraits and Stories of People by Fly, a new book out on Soft Skull Press. Go check it out.
That was Kat. Again, you can find Soft Skull Press online at www.softskull.com, and the studio Fly referred to is online at www.killerbanshee.com. That's KILLERBANSHEE. And Fly's own website is www.bway.net/tilde. Than the word fly. And I know that's kind of confusing. So we'll be posting all these links on our site, and that's www.studentvoicesforpeace.org. That wraps up the show for today. Zamani, you want to take us out?
No doubt. Our engine today was the ever so talented Errol.
Thanks, Errol.
I'm your host, for the huge Zamani break. And
Saki, this is Saki Peeps.
All right, this show, as always, is a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective. Shout out to Leanne, Kat, Doug, and Jackson, who worked really hard to put this show together. You can call us at 212-209-2948, 212-209-2948, or email us riseupradio@wbai.org, and check out our website, www.studentvoicesforpeace.org. If you was raised in the hood, well, then you already know. It be days, it be good, but mostly money be slow. Have you ever been hungry before? Well, I'm a freedom fighter, bitch killer. Keep it Marcus Garvey, people army guerrilla. Economic development, down for manual labor. Revolutionary hustler, fundraiser. Catch me doing outreach, see me running the streets. Politically educated, but never graduated. Call me Doc, like Methuselah.
Rise Up Radio is out, y'all. This is my favorite track on Erykah Badu's CD, The Grind.
I'm making about six of my hours. She became the breadwinner when daddy was unemployed. Working 40 plus hours and kissing ass, seeming like the only honest way she can get some cash. She's struggling, they don't know why. I be hustling, pulling my own weight. I be hearing them fussing, fighting at night, mad late over economics. Is logic meaning?